So Lucas, I'm excited to have you on the Pro-Life Team podcast. Would you introduce yourself as if you were talking to a small group of Pregnancy Clinic executive directors?
No. All right. Okay. Let's see. Are we recording now? Is it going out live now?
Oh, I'm recording. It's not live. But right. Yeah, I'll be doing some editing. Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, my name's Lucas Cullors. I'm with Parenthood Plan. We're a pregnancy help organization. We're virtual. And so we can reach a lot of people. Right now, we're here to help support, give unwavering support to those with unexpected pregnancies. That's all we're doing right now. We started this 2022, but it went back several years before the calling came back to me when I had my first child in my 30s, when I went and took a place called Planned Parenthood. You know, it's the flip. We're Parenthood Plan, the other guys. I went to Planned Parenthood and we talked to them about how to be a parent. And the lady was younger than I was. Again, I was in my 30s. She was younger than I was. And she looks at me and said, "Mr. Cullors, this is not what we do. We won't help you be a parent." I said, "Why? Your name is Planned Parenthood." I said, "Well, we do abortions here." Well, I got a little red face and I walked out. And I think I made a decision then I would have to do something about this. And I guess here we are 30 something plus years ago. And we're doing something about it the best we can until we grow bigger.
Hmm. So, yeah. So tell us or tell me what it is that you're doing. So how long ago did you start Parenthood Planned?
Well, we officially opened in 2022. It takes a while to get things ready. And the way we do it, we're virtual. Being virtual, we're connected to Heartbeat International, HopeSync, and a lot of other affiliates. So they come to us, they have a concern, reach it through five different social media platforms. They have a concern about their pregnancy or about just being a parent in general, because we offer classes on how to be a parent. Say someone wants, like me, when I was going to become a parent. You know, there's books out there, but you kind of want to talk to somebody how to be a parent. And so we'll have, there's a lot of information out there, and we'll direct them to the information they're looking for. And then if there's an organization that's a brick and mortar and they feel more comfortable with that, we'll hand them off to them. And they will, that organization will take them from, everything's from conception to birth and beyond that. That's what we offer. We decided on the name because it felt a calling. We went through a lot of formats. Even when I signed up for some organizations, they said, "You sure you want a name? Because in your social media, they won't find you." I said, it's not a matter of being found. It's the name I was called to use. And that's what we decided to use.
Where have you seen God's fingerprints in this work over the last, year and a half or almost 2 years? Where has God opened doors or provided help?
Provided help in me figuring out the ministry. You know, I've started this, even when I started this and we got organized and we got the paperwork done and we signed the papers and we're officially Planned Parenthood, I didn't understand if that was my ministry or not. So I went to various different ministries, ICCI, M3, you know, ICCI is a Christian organization, certified as a Christian teacher or something like that, or a business like that, or in M3 is going on missionary trips. And then I went to Heartbeat International. Now that fulfilled what I then knew, that's where I was supposed to be at. This is my ministry. I was running away from it, like Jonah, going somewhere else, because I knew there'd be a lot of politics involved in this. So he's helped me get involved more and allowed us to, you know, there's a gentleman that we were doing real estate stuff with. He's very good at social media. And I was almost not going to do some things. And then we connected just out of blue. And that spurred me to just launch everything, you know, go through with everything. So that was a fingerprint right there, that connection right there. And then our social media, you know, anything's better than zero when you come to social media. We're having a lot of people come, you know, sometimes if you look at the statistics, 320% over last week. So our social media is growing. So the word's getting out. We're making progress in our ministry. And that's all due to, I think, to what God's helping us do.
That's good. Tell me more about how your story correlates with Jonah. Can you give us some more details there?
Yeah, I was almost a couple things. I wasn't going to use Parenthood Planned as a name. People were talking me out of using the name and finding out various ones. And okay, and I felt bad about doing that. So I said, then I got the thought that no, I'm going to use this name. This is what we're going to do. Also, man, I went to those other ministries. Okay, do I want to get into a political hotbed of abortions and pro-life and stuff like that? You know, because the other ministries, they don't seem to have the politics this does, in my mind. The other ones didn't feel right. They didn't feel like I was going to be. And so I didn't get put in the body of a fish or a whale, but I did get directed to say, hey, this is you because of the comfort I felt being in that group of people that's doing this. So that's how I felt like with Jonah.
I think when I first heard it at Heartbeat International, I think I probably provided some pushback on it because of the legal risk tied to it, or you know, the likelihood of that being an issue. But when it comes to following God's direction, there's no better place to be than to go the direction that He directs. So that's awesome. What's been your prayer life like during that Jonah-like experience? Like, what has that resembled, or how would you describe your prayer life during that time?
I'm still learning. I'm still learning. You know, I got workbooks, and I listen to tapes of how to pray better, all right? Bunch of people, and it's just like, there seems to be so many ways that they suggest how you pray, and I'm working on what, but I've the prayer life has been happening since for quite a long time. It's just trying to find out. All of us come to the point where I've said, you know, your will be done. Basically, most of my prayers go that way. But every day there's definitely a prayer.
Going back to your backstory or the origin 30 years ago, as you reflect on this today, you know, how a group called Planned Parenthood refused to provide parenthood training or does not provide. Can you expand on that, you know, that thought and just the lack of honesty or the lack of integrity, or just how that's like a, you know, their name holds a false belief who they are and what they do.
Well, I can just put it this way. I understand why they say they offer Planned Parenthood. Okay. And I've met a lot of people in this journey that when they were younger, they used these services for health benefits. It was free health benefits. For even the simplest of pap smears, you know, the stuff that that women have to take care of on an annual basis, and they provided for that. I totally understand what they do, and if they, to me, if is this if they would change their name and be more accurate in what they do. The abortion part, I don't believe in it, but I'm not going to condemn. I'm at a point where I don't condemn for what they do. Okay, that's God's plan. But I don't like the name. They shouldn't be using it as a Planned Parenthood. But you know, I'm not. If it's going to change, it's going to change. But I use our name, so we know. So you know, when you come to us, we're all about planning to be a parent. Even if you're not one now, come to us. You know, we use our resources. Use our, you know, we'll find you a location. We'll find you, you know, a house to maybe live into if you're pregnant and stuff like that. We'll find you a whole lot of things so you can be a parent. And after that, after you deliver, we'll help you, you know, stay, you know, maybe with some income or some other subsidies to help you in raising that child. But we're all our, everything we do are to help you be a parent.
So if you were to compare what Parenthood Plan does as a new organization less than 2 years old or about 2 years old compared to Planned Parenthood, that's like 100 years old, when it comes to the services regarding parenthood, how would you compare what you do versus what they do?
We don't offer any of the services they offer. Right? We don't offer an abortion. We don't offer any wellness checks or condoms or birth control. We're all about the survival. If there's a baby, the survival of the baby. Again, if they want to be a parent, we're all about, you know, teaching them classes, you know, cooking, taking care of the baby, exercises. I do social media posts all the time about general things like, okay, fun things for pregnant women, okay, write a journal, do this, do that, you know, just to help them understand there are things out there to do as, when you're pregnant, to give them the support. If they're having pushback from their families, send them to maybe counseling or give them some information that I found through HopeSync to send them. You know, there's a lot of information that I could provide, or we can provide, Parenthood Plan, not I. We at Parenthood Plan can provide to give somebody the right vision of being a parent.
So one of the things that I've heard many times is that Planned Parenthood won't use the word baby or mom or dad. What are your thoughts on using those terms? And yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
It's on our website. You know, you're your mom, you're your dad, you're everything. It's a baby. You're from conception, you're responsible for it. And here's the thing. Okay, you come to us, or you go to one of our affiliates, and you say, then you decide that you want to do the abortion, okay? We offer counseling after that. It's a process in their mind. What they're going to have some. We find that the statistics show there's issues, but people have remorse after they have the abortion. So we'll have them counseling for that. Help them get through that process, and then maybe if they come back and they're pregnant again, they will go through. You know, they want to be parent. They understand that. Hey, they just didn't have the mindset at that time to be a parent, and we'll say, okay, we understand. Let's help you get through this.
So being that you're a virtual center, when it comes to someone who may want to get an in-person ultrasound or in-person services, do you provide referrals, or what does that look like as someone providing remote service?
Give me a zip code, give me an address. I'll refer you out to maybe 3 to 8 different organizations within a certain mile radius of where they want to go to. If they want to go out of state, they don't want to go local. We can through our services, we can find them a place out of state or or maybe a larger radius so that they don't want their neighbors to know what's going on. And we'll connect them. We'll we'll talk to the person that's reached out to us and say, hey, here's some possibilities. We'll give them one or two ways. Do you want us to introduce you, or do you want to introduce yourself, or do you want that organization to contact you? And we'll give them those three choices. When they come into our system like that, then we do follow up. We have their name and their email or phone number, and we'll do follow up and see how they progress. Because I do the same thing. I want to do something, and sometimes I say, oh shit, I don't know if I want to do it anymore. And so when someone follows up, I follow through, and we do the same thing. We follow up on the people to give them some courage, an understanding that hey, you're not alone in this process. So they can go through and figure out what they want to do in their life with the child.
As a relatively new organization, what have you found as being the most helpful for getting advice, direction, tools, resources? Like, what's been really helpful?
I pull off, when we started this, and another reason I started is we started Parenthood Plan was because I hadn't heard about any of this before. Okay, I got into this organization, and then I went to, again, Heartbeat or Natural was one place, and some of these people have been doing this for 40 some plus years, and that blew my mind away because I hadn't heard about them yet. So what I'm doing, I'm taking the resources from the people who have been doing this 40 years. The large Heartbeat International, they put out information for that. There's so much information once you get into this that I share, okay? We share what we find to the individuals.
That's good. Yeah, Heartbeat International is, a favorite of mine. Some of the other resources that are on par or similar would include CareNet, and then there's state level groups as well. Yeah. Many states are forming state coalitions, and then the state that seems to be the an example to other states, it seems to be the group out of Missouri, Alliance for Life Missouri. And then there's also groups like NIFLA that focus on the legal and with the medical, maybe 60% legal, 40% medical. And then there's groups like APLOG, which are all medical, Association of Pro-Life Nurses. But anyways, all that to say is, Heartbeat International is definitely an amazing, there's several diamonds when it comes to getting resources. I would say they're, definitely one of those top level places to find resources.
Right now, we don't offer medical or anything. So I use the resources on just getting the information to the individuals so they can go to that brick and mortar that has the medical. And those organizations will be more aware of some of the stuff that you mentioned than I am right now. But as I get a brick and mortar, which I plan on doing, we'll get more in tune with those resources as well.
Are you thinking about brick and mortar, or are you thinking about getting a place on wheels? Which seems to be your priority?
Both.
Or what are your thoughts on that?
Both. But kind of
awesome.
Simultaneously, well, I don't know. It could be that. I've looked at both. I think it's brick and mortar first. It's housing. It's what we really want. The housing for the women to stay at. And then we want, if we have our own facility for them to do the sonogram, that's fine too. But I want to provide housing and have the other groups who provide a sonogram that need housing to come to us. And then we'll open a facility to provide our own sonograms and training sessions and all that stuff in person. And then eventually we'll go from there to Save the Stork and stuff like that. We'll do a mobile type service.
Awesome. Yeah, because I'm just imagining having parenthood planned, parked right next to an abortion clinic. That to me, that sounds sounds very exciting. So what's something, as a new director of a new clinic, what's something that you've learned that you would like, you think was, many other directors may not really know or understand, you know, there's something that, what's a nugget of information that you've learned along this new journey?
I don't have a nugget to share with the directors that have been there, because I've been doing it more longer than I have. What I know is that I need a bigger team. I need to, we're getting, you know, funding's always the hardest thing. And once I get the funding set up, then our team will grow, because I can't, we can get volunteers, but for directors, look at my social media, it's not me in there. I'm not supposed to be here. It's an organization that grows by itself. Parenthood Plan, that's an organization. So we need directors. We need all the people that will facilitate the growth of this. As I'm looking to pull back out of it, name-wise, as fast as I can. Because I just want this organization to do it. It's a big responsibility, and I need more help doing this.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've got a couple of thoughts. One, you know, if you try and make the organization grow on its own without you as the, you know, as a key part, that's, you know, sort of ensures longevity, or, you know, it makes it so that it's not reliant on you into the long term, but it makes it, you know, it's by having procedures or the team set up to grow and to take care of everything that needs to be done. That's a good place to be. It's also probably it's a difficult project if you get to the point where you can step out, but, and then also, I'm imagining when it comes to your website content, I do a lot of SEO work, which is tied to like showing up on Google for certain phrases. And I'm imagining, you know, how well your content could or maybe does or will compete for phrases based on your name, and how that would be really helpful to see that grow as your team grows in that area and as your content grows.
Yeah. Right now, it's not about the SEO, though. It's what I'm going to churches, events, word of mouth. You know, when we first got the website done, even if we knew the actual name, parenthoodplan.org, it was hard to find. We got that fixed. So now, if you know the name, you can find it now. And if they search for Parenthood, you won't find us. You don't use keywords, you won't find us like that. But so what you'll find is, you know, we've got a database of 3,000 people we're sending information to. That you'll find is through them. And so God will take care of the SEO. God will take care of how fast we're supposed to grow. So I'm comfortable with what we're doing right now.
Cool. How did you grow that support base of 3,000 people or email addresses? What was that experience like?
A life of several years.
Oh, so okay.
Take all those contents and past careers. You know, we're probably going through a point where we're going to have to look and see, unfortunately. Even through this last year, I found some people that have been talking to deceased. Okay, it happens. So, but again, it's like a word of mouth. Okay, apostle going out there and speaking to the masses and having them listen to what he says, and then they go for somewhere else and they talk to somebody else. And, hey, did you hear about this organization? So this is where we're at. We're in the grassroots stages right now.
So when it comes to going to churches before Parenthood Planned, had you ever gone to churches or spoke in front of churches before, or and how was that experience of doing that, if that was new?
No, I go to church to go to church to listen to what the pastor has says or the minister or whatever denomination I was at that time. And I've gone there to listen, but now I'm reaching out to them, saying, hey, we're here where you're at. Some of them say, well, we already support this organization and so-and-so. That's fine. That's cool. I understand that. But also, we're local. If you ever want us to stand up and talk to your congregation, let us know, and we'll come a couple minutes, set some time. Or if they just want some of our pamphlets or stuff to spread around, however they want to share the word, we'll do that. But it's more of, you know, here's the thing, not every, I've read this on an article, and it's kind of true. Not every church is going to want to do this because it's a political hotbed, and it's something maybe the congregation doesn't want to deal with right now. Or it just doesn't fit well with what they're trying to do in their church life right now. So we write letters of introduction to the local churches. We write emails, and then we start attending their churches, and we talk to the pastors individually, and eventually here's another thing: when you walk up to say to somebody, "Hey, my name's Lucas. I'm a part of Parenthood Planned." They hear that other name first, Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
And then so they're leery. They don't understand. They think you're a scam. So you have to talk to them and discuss and show them the information what you're doing. You give them a link to go to. You give them a lot of information. So they understand that you're legit. And once you get legit, then they go in. Then they have to talk to, okay, we have to have a council meeting of the other pastors and members of the church to see if they want to do that. So it's a large process. It's just getting them to understand that you are a legit company, and this is what your path is, and this is aligns with God, and through helping those wanting to have children, helping those have birth of an unexpected child. So that's a large long process sometimes.
So after you explain that to a pastor, what types of reactions have you received after they, you know, finally understand, you know, what you're doing and how you're not Planned Parenthood?
This process, you know, we started, you know, we got our local churches. We have about 20 local churches we're contacted with. And two of them responded back. Well, actually, one has only responded back, and they said, well, we have to have a committee meeting. We'll let you know. And the rest, you know, we're waiting on responses. Like I said, we do postal mail first, and then we try to do emails, and then we'll do an in-person walk-on, you know, meet at their office or do something. And I'm expecting, my expectation is, it may be another month or so before a congregation allows me to step up in front of somebody, which is fine with me because I need to get the nerves to do that, you know, to be able to stand up in front of that congregation and explain to people what I want to do or what we want to do as an organization. So it's been fun. I've been enjoying it.
Awesome. What sort of questions have you fielded from a church congregation, or what kind of, what's been some of the comments afterwards after someone hears what you had to say?
They don't question what I do. I mean, they end up to believe once I convince them. It's just, we'll get back with you. That's all it's been. We'll get back with you. So again, as I get back with me, they might have some questions. Because what I give them, I give them links to, we have an app, we even developed an app. Okay, and I give that app, you download it onto your phone. It's not a Google app yet, it will be, but it's not yet. You can share it, you scan it, share it, send it out a link, whatever. You, in my signature, if you've seen my signatures, you'll see that app, my signature, my emails. And with that app, you open it up, and it gives you all my social media, all the all Parenthood Plans social media feeds, five feeds. It gives you the website. It does give you a donation page if you're so inclined. But they can go there, and they can see exactly what we do. In black and white, or on the screen, or whatever you want to call it. They'll see what we do, and then after reviewing that, if they take the time to review that, my assumption is they will come back to me and say, okay, Mr. Cullors, we saw this, we'd like to have a few more questions, and this is, and then they'll have a process of saying, hey, okay, we might give you this much time at the end of the service, or this much time in the morning. Some searches I've been to, they don't have time either way. They just have announcements. So maybe I'll be in a bulletin or something like that. So different churches are going to act different ways.
So going back to one of the original problems that you identified of awareness, meaning like you didn't know that these organizations were working for a long period of time. What are your thoughts on improving awareness of this issue and of the fight and of the people trying to do work? What are your thoughts on awareness?
I tell you, that's why we're going to start over. I'm hoping I'm adding to awareness factor, because that's what our goal is. As I got into it, it's like you're going down the road and you want to buy this vehicle, this car. And all of a sudden you see so many of them on the road. Hey, I didn't know that, you know, it's the same thing happened to me when I entered this ministry. So there, and we have a rally coming up this weekend here near Austin, Texas. I'm right now in a location near Austin, Texas. And there's a rally this weekend. We're going to join that. There's going to be, and Texas is a big pro-life state. So there's going to be a big rally this week on Saturday. I'm attending that. It's actually my first rally as a member of this ministry. And so it's my hope that through the people I talk to and the circles I go to, give them the understanding that there's programs out here. Maybe they never heard of it. I've had people say, I have never heard that service before. Yeah, when I tell them, yes, I'm a member of a group of Heartbeat International, where we are 3,000 pregnancy help organizations, and with 180,000 or 80,000 individuals inside of that organization. So it's a pretty big group, but it's not large compared to some numbers. Okay. I'm a real estate agent as well. I was in my agency, my MLS, there's 80,000 agents. Okay, in one little district. Now, we're talking worldwide. Heartbeat has 3,000 agencies worldwide. And again, there's an auxiliary, the people that work inside there make it a bigger number. But it don't seem large enough yet. So we're working on that. And that's how we get the word out to them and other individuals, is through meetings and you know, podcasts like this, I guess. I didn't know. I didn't think I'd ever be on a podcast either. but so that's how it gets spread. And so I don't know. I know there's a lot of people out there now, and they've been working at this for a long time.
Yeah, but awareness is a real problem. A lot of us know each other because we're in the pro-life movement. We're doing pro-life work, yeah. but the mainstream. Just mainstream media, people that are not in the pro-life work, they don't have exposure or awareness of how, you know, of this very important, vital issue that hinges on, you know, it's hinged to freedom, it's hinged to family, it's hinged to our country, our neighbors, our community. In a deep way, and it's not to say it's the only problem, and you know, there's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of problems, but this is one that is big. This is a big one.
Social media, though, has given us a great tool to get out there. You know, we're not as dark as we used to be. We can get out, and once we get followers, those followers will share and share and share. So God's given us a good tool in social media if we use it right.
That's good. Yeah, that's true. Which platforms on social media have you been using so far?
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Let's see.
That's most of them.
Yeah, YouTube.
Okay. Oh, good.
Five of them.
That's good.
And we post daily.
Okay. So Lucas, I've really enjoyed having you on this podcast. What are your final thoughts before we wrap things up?
I just appreciate the opportunity here, Jacob. Really do. That's it. Thanks for having me on here.
Sure, my pleasure. Would you, before we end it, will you close this podcast out in a prayer, and with the expectation that those who are listening could join in?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for this ministry you've given us, this path that you enlightened for us that we can follow. And we know without you, though, we cannot succeed. We ask you for your continued help. Through your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop it there.
Mother and her son. Be